I'm Lisa Mullins. In Massachusetts, people seem to be heeding the advice of public health experts to stock up on essential items in case the coronavirus spreads. WBUR's Anindya Enwemeka found shoppers grabbing hand sanitizer, cleaning wipes, and pasta sauce.
When it comes to preparing for a potential outbreak of coronavirus, many people are heading to the cleaning aisle of their local store.
Today, I just bought regular like sanitizers. I bought some cold and flu things.
College sophomore Jack Kerrignan walks out of a CVS near Boston University with a large paper bag. Kerrignan says he's not more concerned about coronavirus than he is about other viruses that tend to go around this time of year.
During the winter, I generally just stock up on sanitizer things and stuff like that, but nothing over the top this year I feel is too different. I mean, I'm more cautious about not touching my eyes and face and things, but in general, no, I'm not overly concerned or changing up my routine.
But it seems like many people are taking steps to stock up on essential items.
Yes, we can confirm that we're seeing increased sales on items like hand sanitizers, disinfecting wipes, Lysol sprays, bleach, and other cleaning products.
Jennifer Brogan is the spokeswoman for Stop & Shop. She says customers are also stocking up on food items like rice, canned vegetables, and pasta sauce.
We're working with our suppliers and distributors to keep these high-demand products available and in stock. And in some cases, makers of household cleaning supplies and sanitizers are ramping up production. We're just doing our very best to stay stocked with these items that our customers are looking for.
Other retailers say they're experiencing a rush for certain products, too, including Walgreens and CVS. Catherine Hall, an assistant professor at Harvard Medical School, stops into a CVS on Comm Ave. She says she's worried about coronavirus and already loaded up on food.
I stocked up at Whole Foods.
What did you buy at Whole Foods?
Beans and things that can last a long time. I got like 10 cans of tuna and some frozen meats.
Hall says she travels for work and attends conferences, so she feels it's important to be prepared.
It might come to nothing, and it would be great if they were able to stop the spread of the virus. But, you know, I think it doesn't hurt to have a certain amount of caution.
Many people have rushed to purchase masks, leaving some stores with empty shelves. Public health officials say if you're healthy, you don't need to wear a mask. But if you're sick, it can help prevent your germs from spreading. Meanwhile, the coronavirus has made some shoppers wary of another item, Corona beer, at least according to a couple of recent surveys. CVS customer Sue Conti finds that baffling.
So as soon as I get a chance, I'm going to get a case or two of Corona beer because, that's kind of ridiculous if people can't tell the difference between Corona beer and coronavirus.
Are you concerned about coronavirus at all?
No, I'm not concerned. I think it should be something that we should think about as part of our general health and welfare, whether it's the flu or coronavirus or whatever it is. But no, I'm not. So just be smart, you know, pay attention to your body and do the best. But don't go overboard about things. That's my opinion.
While coronavirus is expected to spread in the U.S., public health officials say the best precautions are ones we should normally take against the flu. Stay home if you're sick, cover your coughs and sneezes, and please wash your hands often. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Zeninjor Enwemeka.